Welcome everyone.
We're glad you're here to celebrate our kindergarten graduation.
We'll start program pledges. So please stand and join us. After each pledge, we'll be singing a song. What do you got there for that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Attention, salute, Bible.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Thank you. You may be silent. This is a big night for us.
So if you give us a little time, we'd like to show you some things we have learned this year.
Okay, y'all. Who wants to start?
Nah, me.
I'm really nervous.
I got it. Ladies first.
That's what I like. Let's start with phonics and reading first.
Our first step in reading is learning our blends.
Blends are the sounds that beginning letters make when you pronounce them together.
You also made one.
We also learned one word, it's a so sound like this.
A, E, E, O, O.
We are a few one vowel words.
My word is hot.
My word is good.
My word is 10.
My word is 2.
My word is no.
Now look what happens when we add another vowel. The first vowel is long and the second vowel is silent. Let's do a long vowel sounds.
A, E, I, O, U.
Now let's do some two vowel words.
My word is hope.
My word is kite.
My word is time.
My word is two.
My word is enough.
Now let's listen to Zach and Luke read to us.
Saturday. On Saturday, I do not go to school. The sun wakes me up. I will eat and then help Dad. He lets me dump the trash and clean the car. I like to help Dad.
Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. We go to church on Sunday. In Sunday school, I hear about Jesus. I like to praise God and say my Bible verse.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job, y'all.
Good job.
Now can we do the Bible verses?
Okay, Luke, do John 14:6.
John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Okay, Jose, do
Psalm 56:3. What thing I ask, I return empty.
Honesty, Romans 3:23.
Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oliver, Acts 16:31.
Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Zechariah, Proverbs 20:11.
Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doings.
Okay, now let's all together do Matthew 6:9-13.
Matthew 6:9-13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
The Bible tells us that we're fluffy and wonderfully made.
God created each of us in his own special way. There is nobody else but me. I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
We can count to 100.
Oh, come on, are you willing to show off your voice? That would take forever.
Let's just do the two fastest ways.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Let's start by fives.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.
Now up the tens, y'all.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Want to try by twos, y'all?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
Two, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50.
That's all.
Now let's do our coins.
Tessa Penny, everyone sang at the front of the penny at every Lincoln. Rest the same, rest the same, rest the same.
This is a nickel. It's worth 5 cents. On front of the nickel is Thomas Jefferson, our 32nd president of the United States of America. Our third president of the United States of America.
This is a dime. It's worth 10 cents. On the front of the dime, it shows Franklin Roosevelt, our 30th president of the United States of America.
Last is a quarter. On the front, it's worth 25 cents. On the front of the quarter is George Washington, our first president of the United States of America.
Y'all want to do some adding?
No!
Just a little.
Okay, just a little.
Okay, Oliver, what's 4 plus 4?
8.
Luke, what's 3 plus 3?
6.
Honesty, what's 2 plus 2?
2 plus 2 equals 4.
Okay, Zachariah, 5 plus 5?
10.
Okay, Jose, 1 plus 1?
2.
Okay, now we're going to raise our hand because we're going to do some harder ones, okay? What is 4 plus 3? Oliver.
5.
Okay, what's 6 plus 1? Jose. 3.
7.
Okay, what's 9 plus 1? Luke.
10.
Okay, what's 3 plus 2? Honesty.
5. 7.
You were
right. 5.
You're good. Okay, and Zechariah, what's 100 plus 100?
200.
Okay, good job, y'all. Okay.
That's enough of that math.
Our Father, in Chinese there are several types of animals.
I'll give you clues on my animal. I'm the largest land animal. I cannot see very far, but I can hear fantastic. You should see my nose. What am I, honesty?
Elephant. I have huge feet. I have powerful back legs, and I have a strong tail. I cannot go backwards, but I have a pouch for my baby. What am I, Jose?
A kangaroo. I'm the fastest animal. I can go fast as I go. I got 2,000 bucks. I eat other animals. What am I, Oliver?
A cheetah. I eat mice, squirrels, and rabbits. I do not have teeth. I do not move my eyes. But you should see me turn my head really far. What am I, Luke?
You're a owl. My turn. Some people are afraid of me. Go scream when they see me. I might hop on you. I'm not an insect. I have 8 legs. What am I, Zach?
A spider.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Kindergarten had me a blast.
Kindergarten went by so fast.
Made some friends, cute as can be.
Had teacher craze for me.
Kindergarten went by so fast, but now it's time to go.
Oh well, oh well, oh well.
Tell me more, tell me more, do you remember last fall?
Tell me more, tell me more, we were only this tall.
Bum, 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 yeah. All year long, we learn and have fun.
Can't believe we got all done.
Grab over everything.
Morning message, whiteboards are red.
Garden went so fast, but now it's time to go.
Oh, well, 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 well.
Tell me more, tell me more about the friends you have made.
Tell me more, tell me more. Do you remember?
Bum, 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 yeah. Be friends.
Awesome job, kindergartners. Awesome job. Let's go ahead and give them another hand. That was great. You know, I think that was probably the best version of that song I've ever heard. Now, I when I heard it the first time, I was like, are they really singing that song? And then I heard it. I was like, man, that's pretty awesome. So great job. Once again, great job to Miss Nancy. We know that she had her hands full. Now, yeah, let's go ahead and give her a hand. Now we're to the part of the award ceremony. So what we're going to go ahead and do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call up each grade level or two grade levels. And what I'm going to ask is I'm going to go through, we do have a lot of awards. I'm going to ask that we hold the applause until I've mentioned all in that grade level. Once we mention them all, we'll give them all a nice warm round of applause. If you want to take pictures, once again, like Pastor said, feel free to take as many pictures as you like. So we will go ahead and start with the K-5 kindergartners. You can go ahead and come up and stand up at the front. All right, the first award I have here is for Jose Medina. Jose Medina got two awards, one in Most Improved, and he also had one in the Best Attitude Award. So, Jose, here you go. Here are your awards. Now, next we have Honesty Arrington. Honesty Arrington got awards in AB Honor Roll, The Neatest, Conduct, and Leadership. So, great job, Honesty. Luke, next. Got awards in AB Honor Roll, in Bible Award, and also in the Music Award. Great job, Luke. Great job. Oliver got awards in the AB Honor Roll, in Most School Spirit, and in the Music Award. Great job, Oliver. And then lastly, we have Zachariah Zell. He got awards in Penmanship, Spelling, Mathematics, Helping Hand, Phonics, and AB Honor Roll. So good job, Zachary. And we can go ahead and give them a hand. Great job, guys. Y'all can go ahead and go with Miss Nancy. Now, I have to apologize. I just called Zachariah Zachary. I'm so used to my name. But good job, Zachariah. Now, first and second grade, if you can go ahead and come on up. First and second grade, if you can go ahead and make your way up to the front and make a line up here near me. First and second grade. All right, first of all, we have Aiden Catledge. Aiden got an award in the Helping Hand Award and also in Music. Great job, Aiden. Here you go, sir. Next, we have Sebastian Placencia. Sorry about that, Sebastian Placencia. He got an award in the Helping Hand Award and also in the Music Award. Great job, Sebastian. Talitha Zell got an award in No Demerits. That's a great job. Spelling, Penmanship, Neatest Desk, Leadership, Bible, Helping Hand, and Music. Great job, Tally. Great job. Next, we have Joel Muniz. He got an award in the Helping Hand and also in No Demerits and then the Music Award. Great job, Joey. Abigail Perez got an award in Best School Spirit, Music Award, Reading Award, and Helping Hand Award. Great job, Abigail. Alex Curtin got an award in the Helping Hand Award. Here you go, Alex Curtin. And then we have Allison Castillo Blas got an award in No Demerits, Penmanship, Helping Hand, Mathematics, and English. Great job, Allison. We can go ahead and give them a hand. All right, great job, guys. Y'all can go ahead and be seated. Now, third and fourth grade. All right, we do have one missing today. That is Letty. She got some awards, but we have Analia here. Analia got an award in History, Science, Math, English, Neatest, Violin, Best School Spirit, No Demerits, Leadership, and AB Honor Roll. So great job, Analia Muniz. All right, my fifth and sixth graders, if you can go ahead and make your way up to the front, please, fifth and sixth grade. Now, I think all of these fifth and sixth graders could win an award for the most entertaining group of young people. They are definitely a fun group to be around. First off, we have Royasia. Royasia Tolbert got an award in AB Honor Roll, in Helping Hand, and in History. Royasia, here you go. Excellent job. Aaliyah Sapp got an award in the Most Creative Award, and I think that is definitely true, Aaliyah Sapp. And then we have Best School Spirit goes to Libby Powell Simpson. Was she able to make it? She was not. Okay, we have Isabel Bailey got AB Honor Roll, Neatness, Bible, and English. Great job, Isabel. Then we have Jacob Curtin got no demerits, AB Honor Roll, Bible Award, and English Award. Great job, Jacob. David Chuma got Honor Roll, PE Award, and Science. Juan got the AB Honor Roll, and he also got the Neatest Desk. Great job, Juan. Javon got the Music Award. Great job, Javon. He did a great job this year singing. And then we have Gian. Was Gian able to make it? Can I see him? Okay. Layla Muniz, we have the Mathematics Award and the Neatest Desk Award. Great job, Layla. And then we have Leticia Muniz. Sorry, that was for third and fourth grade. So fifth and sixth grade, great job. Y'all can go ahead and give them a hand. All right, go ahead. Seventh and eighth grade, make your way up here. Seventh and eighth grade. First on the list of seventh and eighth grade, we have Logan Curtin. Logan Curtin got several. He got no demerits, leadership, A Honor Roll, Bible, Science, Perfect Attendance, History, and English. Great job, Logan. And then we have next, Kennedy Hamilton. She got an award in the Best School Spirit, in the Leadership Award, and in No Demerits. Great job, Kennedy. Next, we have Noah Zell. He got an award in Music. Great job, Noah. Great job. Joshua Sanavia, was he able to make it? Yeah, there he is. Sanavia, my man. AB Honor Roll. Great job, Sanabia. Next, we have Logan Martinez. He got the Helping Hand Award, the Physical Education Award, and the Music Award. Great job, Logan. Next, we have Amaya Harris. She got the Best School Spirit and the Helping Hand Award. There you go, Amaya. Next, we have Jonathan Chuma. Jonathan Chuma got the History Award. Great job, Jonathan. Next up, Anthony Acosta got an award in physical education. Physical education. And then we have Hannah Zell. She got awards in No Demerits, Leadership, A Honor Roll, Helping Hand, Bible, PE, Perfect Attendance, Music, and Algebra. All right. Good job, Hannah. And then lastly, we have Kyle Martinez got an award in Bible, Science, PE, History, English, and Mathematics. There you go, Kyle. Go ahead and face the crowd, guys. Great job. Next up, we have our 10th grade. So 10th grade, if you could go ahead and make your way down to the front, please. 10th grade. Okay, first off, in the 10th grade awards, we have Dawson Bailey. Dawson got AB Honor Roll, Bible, English, and Piano. Great job, Dawson. Great job. Next up, we have Josh Mellons got an award in AB Honor Roll. Excellent job, Josh Mellons. Alex Sanchez got an award in the Helping Hand Award, the Yearbook Award, the Music Award, and lastly, the School Spirit Award. Great job, Alex. And then Emily Curtin got an awards, and No Demerits, Algebra 2, Leadership, AB Honor Roll, Best School Spirit, Yearbook, Bible, Science, Physical Education, Perfect Attendance, and History. Great job, Emily. Great job. Y'all can go ahead and give them a hand. Next up, we have our 11th and 12th grade. 11th and 12th grade. First off, in 11th and 12th grade, we have Relia Rampersad with the Music Award. Great job, Relia. Malik got an award in music, piano, and also with the Helping Hand Award. Great job. Cheyenne got awards in mathematics, American government, science, and AB Honor Roll. Great job, Cheyenne. Then we have Brittany Mellons, who got awards in math, economics, American government, school spirit, Bible, English, AB Honor Roll, and music. Great job, Brittany. Great job. Y'all can go ahead and give them a hand. All right, next up, we're going to get to our trophy part of it. So if I call your name, you can go ahead. You can clap after each one of these guys. What you're going to do is you're going to come up. You're going to go up to Pastor Bailey, and he will hand you a reward. So first of all, we're going to start with the President's Award. The Presidential Award. For K-5, who I believe has not made it in just yet, but for K-5, I'll go ahead and mention him. That is Zechariah Zell. Zach Zell won the K-5 Principals Award. For first and second grade, the Principal Award goes to Allison Blass. Allison Blass. Great job, Allison. Great job. Great job, Allison. Let's go ahead and give her another hand. For third and fourth grade, Analia Muniz. Excellent job, Analia. For fifth grade, we have Isabel Bailey. Isabel Bailey. Great job, Isabel. All right, great job, Isabel. Great job. Our sixth grader was not able to make it, so for seventh grade, we have Kyle Martinez. Kyle Martinez. Great job, Kyle. Great job. Great job, Kyle. For eighth grade, now eighth grade, I want to go ahead and say this eighth grade came down to literally 0.2 points. I mean, it was probably the closest race I've ever seen. But for eighth grade, the Presidential Award goes to Logan Curtin. Great job, Logan. Great job. For 10th grade, the award goes to Dawson Bailey. Great job, Dawson. Great job. Our 11th grader was not able to make it tonight. So for 12th grade, the winner of the Presidential Award is Brittany Mellons. Brittany Mellons. Great job, Brittany. Great job, Brittany. Now, for all these that just came up, the Presidential Award is essentially what we see as the example of what we want a Freedom Christian Academy student to be. They just check all the boxes. We know they're still human. They still make mistakes, but they do their best to get great grades, to stay out of trouble. All of those are examples of what we want here at Freedom Academy. Now, next up, we have the Most Improved, and these... For me, when they asked me who I thought it was, these were easy. I remember the first one. I give her story a lot. This girl came to the school. She was quiet. She was closed off. She didn't talk a lot. But now she's probably one of the most talkative students we have in the class. So for most improved, for the ladies, it goes to Kennedy Hamilton. Great job, Kennedy. Great job. I call her Kay Hams, and she calls me Mr. Tay-Tay. So that's how far that one goes. Next up, for the men, the most improved, once again, this student has changed by leaps and bounds since he got here. So the most improved award goes to Malik Thomas Brown. Great job, Malik. I'll tell y'all something about Malik, just in case you didn't know. He has the most contagious smile you'll ever meet. I mean, he'll come in and he'll just grin from ear to ear. And it doesn't matter what type of day I've had. He'll come up to me and he'll just smile and he'll be like, "Coach, I like your shoes." And I'm like, "Man, Malik, thank you. Great job, Malik. Great job." Now, next up, is the Christian Character Award. This award is one who we believe best shows Christ in everything they do. So for the elementary school, the Christian Character Award goes to Tally Zell. Great job, Tally, great job. For middle school, the Christian Character Award goes to Hannah Zell. Great job, Hannah, great job. And last, but certainly not least, the Christian Character Award for high school goes to Emily Curtin. Great job. Excellent job, everyone, with all these awards. They're definitely well-earned. Now, we're going to go ahead and present you guys with a slideshow for the kindergartners. It's pictures for them throughout the year and all these, so I hope that you'll enjoy this slideshow.
Hold tight to the sounds of the music of living, happy songs from the laughter of children at play. Hold my hand as we run through the sweet, fragrant meadows, making memories of what was today. We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. Tiny voice that I hear is my little girl calling for daddy to hear just what she has to say. My little son running there by the hillside may never be quite like today. Tender words, gentle touch, and a sweet assurance, knowing someone loves me and wants me to stay. Hold them near while they're here, and don't wait for tomorrow to look back and wish for today. We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today.
Everybody, please stand. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, we are to the point in the service where we are going to begin with the presentations of the diploma. So, kindergartners, once your name is called, you can go ahead and come on down and receive your diploma from Pastor Bailey. First up on the list is Honesty Michaela Arrington. Next on the list, we have Oliver Josiah Bailey. Excellent job. And for those that are wondering, the rose is given to the parents because obviously a lot of work is not only bestowed in school but also outside of the school. Next on the list, we have Luke Roger Holland. Next on the list of graduates is Jose Abraham Medina Jr. Great job, Jose. And lastly, we have Zachariah Silas Zell. Excellent job. Excellent job, Zachariah. And let's go ahead and give a round of applause one more time for the kindergarten class of 2019. Great job. Lastly, my wife, Jackie Taylor, is going to come up and present y'all with the yearbook dedication for this year.
All right, so before I get to the yearbook dedication, there is something I wanted to do to show appreciation to someone very, very important to our school. This person is such a hard worker. She is just an example of what I want to be one day. And her and her husband have been nothing but great to our school and nothing but great to our church as well. She would hate that I'm doing this, but it's well deserved. Miss Nancy and Brother Dave, they have been just a blessing to our school. And Brother Dave, he comes every Tuesday and Thursday and brings us lunch every time, even though he's sick. It doesn't matter. He wants to do wonderful things for our school. And Miss Nancy, she's done a wonderful time with our kindergarten class every year. But I do want to show you appreciation to you and your husband. So if you want. Now to the yearbook dedication. So to the person we're dedicating to, I spoke to the yearbook class right in the beginning of the school year, and we all agreed unanimously for the same person. And this person, she's gonna hate me too, because I kind of snuck this on her, but this person stepped up this year in ways that no other person could. She has been my friend. She has been just the person that I can rely on anytime, and she has just been just a wonderful leader in our school. She's a wonderful leader in our church. Her and her husband and her family are a precious gift to us. And I'm just amazed, and I hope I can be half the woman she is one day. When we went and talked to the kids, we went around behind her back and asked each student to describe Mrs. Shea in one word, and this is what it was: excitable, funny, compassionate, lovable, sweet, kind, considerate, hardworking, stylish, cheerful, goofy, forgiving, nice, loving, responsible, cheerful, merciful, pretty, amazing, MVP, fair, awesome, beautiful, caring, crazy, fun, and graceful. And Ms. Shea, you have been such a blessing to our school, and our kids love you. They love you so much, and we love you as teachers, and we're just so happy that you came and you stepped up in a way that I could never do. So we wanted to dedicate this yearbook to you this year. All right, and Brother Bailey's going to come and close our service. Thank you for everyone for coming tonight and showing appreciation to our kindergarten class and just to the whole entire student body.
As of this all, just been a great encouragement tonight. We really believe in Christian education here, and we really believe that it's making a difference in people's lives. And let me thank all of you five graduates for the hard work that you did. Let's give them another hand before this is over tonight. You did an incredible job. And then all of you award recipients, all the way up through the 12th grade, you did a phenomenal job this year. We have had a really, really, yeah, give them a hand. They deserve it. All those Christian Character Awards, honor rolls, all of that. Just an excellent job, and we have had a great year. As every year is, it's been a trying year here and there, but the victories this year have definitely been greater than the defeats. And I can speak personally and tell you that our staff is excited about next year. They're excited about the summer. I'm not going to lie to you about that. They're very excited about taking some time off during the summer. But they are very motivated and ready for next year. And we have some new recruits that are coming on next year. We have some new teachers that are coming on board. And so our school is going to be made better and better year by year by year as we go along, and we're very excited about that. So we hope that you hang in there with us and just continue to pray for the ministry of this Christian school. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you all as parents before, but you got to understand that a healthy school, a healthy Christian school absolutely, positively, 100% depends on a healthy church. And if it was not for God's blessings being rained down upon our church, we could not have this ministry of our school, because Freedom Academy is a subset and a ministry of Brandon Baptist Tabernacle. And it's completely owned by Brandon Baptist Tabernacle, operated by the staff members of Brandon Baptist Tabernacle. And so if our church was not doing well, the school would not be healthy either. And so we're thankful for what the Lord is doing in our church, and that's kind of spilling over into the school, so we can be encouraged by that. It's always a blessing. We're looking forward to continuing to influence your students. We see them as our own kids in many, many ways. You've heard from Brother Taylor and some of these others that have spoken tonight, that special connection that gets made. We have just a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere, and we're thankful for that. And we want to thank you as parents for trusting us to be a part of your young people's lives. It's a great, great blessing and a privilege, and we don't take it for granted. And so thank you for all that you have done. Sister Nancy, you did a wonderful job. Can we give her another round of applause tonight? Great job tonight. I always say when we have these graduation events, these K-5 events and different things, I always say there's no way we can beat this one. I always say that, and it seems like every year it just gets better and better and better. And so we're thankful for that aspect of it, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen next year. It's going to be hard to top this one, but we're looking forward to a great year already for next year. And then everybody else who worked and labored, if you're a staff member here at the school, a teacher or office person or whoever you are, would you just stand right now and let us recognize all of you as well? And there they are. Give them a hand. They're such a blessing. God bless you all. Excellent job. I think there's something in the water here, because we have three teachers expecting a baby this year. Something's going on there. So we're so thankful for every one of them. These are family people. If I know them personally, I know them very, very well. And I can tell you, they put their kids in the school because they believe in the school, but they're dedicated to the family and dedicated to the home. And so we're so thankful for all of our teachers. It's a great blessing to have had them. Would you stand with us together? We're going to dismiss, and as soon as we're done dismissing, we're leaving the lights and everything on for a little while. You can come up, take pictures if you like, and enjoy the lighting or whatever is here. But don't forget this. That for family and friends, for those guests who have been specially invited, family and friends, there is some reception time out in the fellowship hall. If you're not familiar with the property, you go straight out the two back doors and go down in about the third or fourth door down there on the left. I can't even remember, but you can go back there and just enjoy a good time for those of you, family and friends, that want to take some pictures and have a good time in the fellowship hall as well, okay? Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you again for your kindness and your goodness. Thank you for a great 2018-2019 school year at Freedom Academy. We thank you for the different corners that our school has turned. We're thankful, Father, that we've gone upward and we've seen such great and wonderful changes that have been made, and it's improved in curriculum, it's improved in so many different ways. the spiritual atmosphere even, having taken a great leap forward. We're so thankful for all that you've done. We ask you this evening as we dismiss, Lord, that you would continue to shower your blessings upon this ministry. We do count this to be a ministry, Father. This is not something that we're doing to gain great funds and great money, Lord. That's not what this is about at all. It's not able to do that. We do this because we genuinely care about young lives. We genuinely care about Christian education, about academics, and honoring Christ. And so we pray today that those motives will stay right on the top of our list, and that as we go forward in days and years ahead, that you will help us not to soon forget that Christ died for us upon the cross, that Christ shed his blood for us, Father. He died as if he had lived our lives. And Father, we thank you today for the substitutionary death of Christ. We thank you for the fact that whosoever will may call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. We thank you, Father, that there are no exceptions, there are no exclusions. Every person can be born again because you told us in your word that it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we rejoice tonight in the gospel. That's what makes this church what it is. That's what makes this school what it is. Our teachers are all believers. And Father, we just continue to pray that the word of the gospel would go out through this ministry, including in this school. Bless our time of fellowship together in the fellowship hall, the reception area. Lord, let your will be done there as well. We'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for coming tonight. Shake hands and enjoy fellowship time. Take some photos, and we'll see you next time.
Just our freedom.